13, 2011, City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceedings. Call this meeting to order. Those representatives for the city who have testified this morning, proceedings, please step forward and be sworn.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that testimony you must provide the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Review the minutes of November 8, 2011, and approve them. With that, are going to go to the executive. And we'll proceed directly to this morning's agenda, case number 1400 Beach.
I'm sorry, you have an announcement.
An announcement?
Yep. Mr. Chair, just wanted to announce that case number 17, which is one of the new cases, which will be, it's item number 17, it's case number SMG 1211123, Lincoln Trust Company. That's at 547 Division Street. That property is now in compliance on 12/13/11.
Okay, that is?
That's all, yeah.
Very good. All right, then we will proceed to the other cases, starting with 400 Beach Street Acquisitions, LLC.
Good morning. My name is Mike Fitzgerald. I'm employed with the City of Daytona Beach as a code enforcement officer. My credentials are on file with the city. Case number SMG 12-09-86, City of Daytona Beach versus 400 Beach Street Developers. Property address 300 North Beach Street. Folio number 05-15-33-01-33-0080. We're here for a progress report, yes.
As previously discussed, the item and the other properties associated with it were to go before the downtown board this month. However, due to an agenda snafu, it will go next month on the 10th. We are asking if it be possible to come back and report back to you after that meeting. It appears that we're going to have resolution to the demolition and site restoration of that site as well as another site associated with it, and we will have compliance by March 7th. Correct, and unfortunately it didn't meet that agenda time.
And now it's not going to be there until the 10th of next month?
Correct.
All right, what does that do with our March 7th compliance date?
We're still going to be compliant by then.
So we have another progress report on this in January after this meeting?
Yes, please.
The meeting date says January 10, 2012. For this?
It's going to have to be after that, because the meeting is January 10th, the other meeting.
I don't need to keep having progress reports if y'all are satisfied with the progress, because you only got February left before compliance.
Would you like a report in February for compliance?
Well, I'm asking you, are you satisfied with everything?
I believe we'll have compliance by March 7th, yes.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, I want a progress report anyway.
Okay,
I appreciate the information. Thank you for the progress reports. Unfortunately, we didn't have our meeting, but things happened. And since the next meeting coincides with the special magistrate, that's not exactly going to work before our January 10th meeting. So I'm going to go ahead and order that we have no progress report on February 14, 2012 meeting. All right?
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
That's what I was just going to say.
All right, next case, William Helfrich Fittor.
No. Do you want to swear them in first?
Yeah.
William Helfrich Bidorf.
William Henry. Oh, sorry, sir. William Henry Bidorf.
I do.
Okay. Previously made the determination that the use of property is being put to does constitute noncompliance, and then the only question now is how much time for the respondent to come into compliance?
Do you care what compliance is, or do you just want a time frame?
Sounds complicated. Why don't you need the time frame first?
10 days.
Let's hear from the
Is there any way we could get into writing what compliance is?
We'll route it. We need to be in compliance.
Okay,
well,
yes, sir.
Let's back up. I assume non-compliance was used at the sweepstakes aspects of the computer equipment that's on site.
Exactly true, sir.
Because the... Hang on a second. Okay, I'll keep waiting. Okay, so the... because the Internet Cafe portion... Is a permitted use?
If it's a business service internet cafe, correct, correct.
Okay. Trying to be careful.
You're correct.
Okay, and you're saying 10 days to shut down that component of the business?
The arcade, the games of skill, the sweepstakes, correct. The ability to play.
Ability to play.
What would be construed as a game of skill, arcade game, or a sweepstakes?
For which prizes?
Correct.
Somehow can be construed as cash or cash equivalent.
Correct.
Okay. Let's hear from these gentlemen.
All right. First of all, we only have the Internet Cafe in there right this minute. We don't have any of the sweepstakes games in there. Okay. The machines that had the sweepstakes games were storing in another building. We took them out. It went out yesterday. Now, somebody at the city must know about it because they had a policeman sitting in his car taking a picture of us putting them in there and taking them out yesterday. After I talked to Barbara Collins, that's the first I heard that we had to have them out. And that's what I did.
Okay, we'll slow down here.
Yes,
I'm in any rush to trample over you either.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, so you're telling me the sweepstakes games have already been removed?
Yes.
So
yesterday.
As far as you're concerned, you're...
Uh-oh. Sorry, I can hear you.
So as far as you're concerned, you may very well be in compliance right now.
Yes.
All right, well, they're giving you 10 days to do it. You're telling me you've done it already. The only question here is how much time do you need or would you require to come into compliance? So if you're saying 10 days, if you're saying you're out already, then I guess 10 days is fine.
To get it in writing what the city ruled.
I still have to get it in writing what it is. What I'm supposed to be in compliance of, so we don't keep adding it later.
So
in other words, I have an Internet Cafe license.
Right.
I have some machines that don't go on the sweep. There's no more sweepstakes. In other words, that's part of the computer. It was a promotion for the Internet.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm a big fan of striking while the iron's hot. We're all sitting here. This is being recorded. You're going to have minutes generated. So why don't we articulate what it is that they're prohibited from doing. They're prohibited from what?
Having any machines.
Having any machines that play arcade games, games of skill, or sweepstakes games.
Okay. All right.
We
That's
have
gonna be
in there.
Okay, well, my point is, what I'm telling you is that statement is now going to be in the minutes of this meeting, so you'll have your writing.
Okay.
What else do you need?
That's all I need.
Okay. All right, you're satisfied that your statement is?
I'm satisfied.
That's all we have to do is
Very
take
good.
The machine.
All right, then.
And call for an inspection, correct.
Right.
Today is November 23. Is that a Friday?
December.
I'm sorry, December 23.
It is a Friday.
Okay, then I will order the respondent to come into compliance by December 23 or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. And as somebody's already alluded, please contact the city, tell them to come inspect your facility, satisfy themselves that all the machines are gone, and that's the end of this.
All right.
Good luck
sir.
To you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to go a little out of order. Let's do case number 8. ADJ and SRJ Investments Incorporated. Yes, sir. If you would please state your name and be sworn.
My name is Darren Jafruti, 457 China Hill Court, Apopka, Florida, 32712.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, the original violation was windows, doors, peeling paint, exterior surfaces, no occupational license for rental. You were to have been in compliance by December 7th, and the matter is now here for the imposition of a fine. So what say the city?
Hello again. The issues were that Mr. Jafruti did in fact submit for a building permit. However, it could not be issued until the occupational license issue was resolved. Too many units on site that were no longer vested, so we had to reduce the unit count. We have met several times with Mr. Jafruti, and he has submitted building permits to reduce the unit counts to compliance, and the building permit for compliance should be issued within the next 24 hours. However, we would like to come back next month and report back, or be considered for the imposition of a fine of up to $1,000 a day.
$10,000 a day?
No, $1,000, but I'd go for $10 if you'd like to. No offense. I thought I could only do $1,000.
All right, what say the respondent?
Well, in other words, what I think what happened was I applied for the building permits. We could not get the building permits based upon the zoning issues, which we did kind of separate it out at the last hearing. I've submitted the package to get the zoning issues resolved. So I guess once the zoning issue is resolved, then we can start on the building.
So what's going to happen between now and the next meeting?
I'm hoping that we're going to be in compliance with the zoning issues and have the exterior repairs done.
Okay. I don't know how many units we're talking about or how big a project
this is. It's 15 units, and we're going to drop them down to basically 6 units.
All right. And the city is suggesting you ought to be able to accomplish that by the cutoff for the next meeting, and the cutoff for the next meeting is going to be January 4th. What do you say to that?
I think it may be a little bit rough given the fact that we have the holidays coming up.
And today's the 13th already. Okay. So, how upset is the city going to be if I suggest he be in compliance by February 8th?
That'll be acceptable if we can give you a progress report at the next meeting. I don't want this to sit around any longer.
All right.
I would agree to that if we...
There you go. We're horse trading.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until February 8th, 2012 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. And I'm also going to reschedule this matter for our January 2012 meeting for an interim progress report. Very good. Thank you very much and good luck.
Thank you.
Case number 3 is in compliance. Case number 4, Jerry King.
My name is Officer Garcia. I am employed by the City of Daytona Beach as a code enforcement officer, and my credentials are on file with the city. This is case number SMG 11-11-113, City of Daytona Beach versus Jerry King, property address 210 South Grandview Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida. Parcel ID number 09153307200030. And violations are peeling paint, faded paint, dirt, grime, weeds, ground covering, outside storage, damaged concrete steps, and no occupation license. As of this morning, I spoke to Jerry King. He's out of town. He lives in Atlanta, Georgia. His wife's having some hip surgery. And these are pictures from Friday, I believe. And he's, as you can see, he's repainted just about everything. That's the old picture. And we're going to amend to give him more time because he's applied for the occupation license, but out of state, they've mailed it. So he's working with the city.
Okay, and that's so to the next cutoff?
Yeah, next cutoff, what's it, January 4th?
All right, based on our inspector's report, I will amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until January 4, 2012 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day thereafter and imposition of the administrative fine for failure to obtain occupational license. That it?
Yes.
Very good. Case number 5, Peter W. Bandemer. Anyone here for the respondent? Let's say the city.
My name is Officer Garcia. I am employed by the City of Daytona Beach as a code enforcement officer, and my credentials are on file with the city. This is case number SMG 111-11-114, City of Daytona Beach versus Peter W. Bandemer. Property address 117 Westwood Drive, Daytona Beach, Florida. Parcel ID number 301-533-0300670. And the violation is no occupational license. They had a rental inspection and failed it on December 1st. Ron Roberts did the inspection, and I'm just waiting for them to get the second inspection, so I'm going to amend it to the January 4th so they have that second chance to correct it. I believe it was just smoke detectors is what they needed to correct.
So I'm amending to give them until the next cutoff?
Correct.
All right. Based on our inspector's report, I will amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until January 4, 2012 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for imposition of the one-time administrative fine of $250 for failure to obtain an occupational license.
Thank you.
Case number 6 is in compliance. Case number 7, James Corwin. Anyone here for the respondent? What say the city?
Good morning. My name is John Stinson, Code Enforcement Inspector, employed at the City of Daytona Beach. My certifications and qualifications are on file with the city. This is case number SMG 061156, City of Daytona Beach versus James Corwin. Property address is 1129 Hillcrest Drive. The parcel ID is 5238-15100280. Violations were working without permits. At this time, the property has just been sold currently, so we'd like to amend so we can recite the new owner and give him an opportunity to come into compliance. So I'd like to amend it until the next cutoff so we can get the new owner on board first.
Mr. Chair, I don't think we want to recite the new owner. I think the process we should follow is that this case has already reached a point where it's imposition of a fine, so it's well beyond the initial findings of the magistrate. So this is a situation where the new owner should be allowed an opportunity for to come into compliance. We did, if I'm, and I'll just check with the board secretary, but I believe, or the magistrate secretary, we received the information from, this was one where they sent us the information informing us of the sale and followed the statutory requirements for transfer. And so what the statute provides for is for the magistrate or the board to allow additional time for that new owner to come into compliance. So rather than a reciting, we just need to substitute or add the new owner, understanding that the original owner is the one who actually did the violations. My preference would be that we add the new owner, but the new owner would be stepping into the shoes from the perspective of responsibility to bring the property into compliance at this point.
So you want me to amend this case to include the new owner and impose an amended compliance date?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Do I know who the new owner is?
The new owner is David Swebish, S-C-H-W-E-I-B-I-S-H. Okay. And his office address is 1705 Walnut Street. Okay, W-A-U-K-E-G-A-N, Illinois, 60085.
All right, then I'll go ahead and amend this case to include the new owner, Mr. David Swebish, and the address referenced by the inspector, and we'll also amend our previous order of non-compliance, or our pending amended order of non-compliance, to allow the respondent to the next cutoff?
Yes, sir.
Or beyond?
The next cutoff, all he has to do is obtain the permits.
Okay. The next cutoff, bring the property into compliance, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay, we cover everything?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. All right, case number 8, we've already attended to. Case number 9, Daniel W. Chambers. Anyone here for the respondent? Okay, so if you would please state your name and be sworn.
I am Louis Della Camera. I'm here for Daniel Chambers. Yes.
And your last name again?
Della Camera. D as in David. E-L-L-A-C-A-M-E-R-A.
All right. And you have authority to speak for Mr. Chambers at this morning's proceeding?
Yes, I do, sir. Daniel's my cousin. He's up north with his mother and my mother, who are elderly. He's unable to be here.
Very good. Is here for the imposition of the administrative fine for failure to obtain occupational license. I guess we don't have much to say as far as the city knows. We just don't have it.
That's correct. Do you want me to go through my whole? Okay. That is correct. He does not have an occupational license.
Okay. You want to be heard on this matter?
The property is rental property that is under eviction. The eviction will not be completed until January 12th. I was just in court last week to get the final disposition of that. The moment the property is vacated, it will be locked up and be in compliance.
Locked up in what now?
And be in compliance. Okay. The inspector has stated to me that I either need a license, which I have applied for and is pending. All I have to do is get the inspection, or empty the property, lock it up and secure it and keep it neat and tidy. I will lock it up and keep it neat and tidy just to get into compliance. We're going to put it on the market and get rid of it after that.
Okay, we'll say the city.
The property being vacated will bring it into compliance for an occupational license. However, there is another case pending on the property.
Total violations.
That's correct. Just want you to keep that in mind.
Oh, yes, sir. I understand.
Okay.
And Mr. Chair, just for clarification for Mr. Della Camera, the property will be in compliance as long as it's not being held out for rent. If it's being advertised for rent or anything that indicates it to be a rental, then it will no longer be in compliance, even vacant.
It will not be. If for whatever reason we decide to try to re-rent, we will get an occupational license first. And like I say, we've already applied, paid for, and it's on the application's on file. Just can't get there because of the problems with the eviction. I can't get in. So I'll just empty it, close it, be in compliance. The code violations that the tenant has caused, I will comply, I will get fixed and have them taken care of. and we'll go from there.
And when do you expect to evict the tenant?
January 12th is the date. The earliest I could get, sir. January. Believe me, I tried for a lot earlier than that.
How confident are you that it will actually happen on January 12th? I don't know a lot about the issues.
Unless something, his attorney has another trick that I don't know, it should happen.
All right, then I will amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondent until February 8, 2012 to come into compliance. Would you want to be heard?
Just one more suggestion, that the owner should have the property signed up for the trespass arrest site program while it is vacant. January, when it's vacant.
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm entitled to the program.
To come into compliance by February 8, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for imposition of the $250 one-time administrative fine for failure to obtain occupation rights. Okay, good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
Case number 10, John H. Mitchell. Anyone here for the respondent? Let's say the city.
Good morning. My name is John Stinson, Code Enforcement Inspector with the City of Daytona Beach. My qualifications are on file with the city. This is case number SMG 1111116, City of Daytona Beach versus James Corwin. Property address. John Mitchell. Okay, John Mitchell. Address is 717 Indiana Street. The violations are outside storage of junk and debris, junk vehicle, meaning the boat and the trailer, dilapidated roof, broken windows, peeling paint, and exterior doors. Recently, she has discovered that the current owner is passed away and went into probate. Finally, there's an heir to the property, so he will be noticed as well for these violations. However, I would like to impose a fine to keep this new owner motivated, being that he's a family member.
Mr. Chair, as you know, Ms. Hampton played multiple roles, so if I should get this wrong, I'll ask for her help. But I believe that, if I remember right, this property went through probate. This owner, it has just been assigned.
Let me fast forward this. If there is a mistake, do we have a personal representative that's been appointed?
Yes, there was. So
we've got a substitute for the dead guy.
Yes.
I don't mean to be disrespectful, just finding the dead guy in the center.
Right.
The
property
has
finally been
deeded
over and heir to the son.
Yeah, so seeing that.
Notwithstanding Mr. Mitchell's demise, there's been a personal representative appointed by the state for the purpose of administering his property that was supposed to be attended to this. Does that sound about right?
It was an attorney.
All right, well, that sounds a lot better.
The office advised me that they were not able to expend funds to keep up with the property because of the litigation. They weren't allowed.
That's their problem.
Right.
That's not the city's problem.
They were fully aware of the
problem. All right, that's all I want to know.
Okay.
That sounds a lot better.
Maybe.
Okay, so what was the fine that you were looking for?
$250.
Okay, the city would like to amend this until the February cutoff to give the new owner time to bring the property into compliance. If not, we would like to have a fine certain retroactive back to today.
Mr. Chair, if I can add, I think we're not certain of the, even though it was a personal representative involved, whether they ever actually were actually noticed. I'm sure we posted or did other things to make sure that we got constructive notice, but we don't know if the personal representative or anyone else involved in the probate was actually noticed of the violation. So we're looking at it more as a conveyance of the property, or at least a change of hands, and giving a reasonable opportunity to a new owner. But at the same time, knowing that they've had more than enough time to be on this, so there's no good reason for extending it beyond the February date.
Do you know who we're adding?
Yes. Alton B. Harris, A-L-K-I-N.
So that is the new one?
Yes.
So are you wanting me to amend this to add Alton E. Harris?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll amend it to add Alton E. Harris. And then with that, you want to amend to create a new compliance date, and failing that, retroactive imposition of a fine?
Correct.
And that's kosher?
Yes, I'm. Yes.
That's all I need to hear.
I'm good.
The lawyer. Okay, and what's the amount of the fine?
$200 per day.
What's the new amended cutoff date? February 8th?
Correct.
All right. Based on our inspectors and the magistrate's attorney's report, I'll go ahead and order that we amend this matter to include Alton E. Harris as an additional respondent. My understanding that he is the new owner. With that, I will also amend our current order of noncompliance to allow the respondents up until February 8, 2012 to come into compliance or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day. Strike that. You're wanting the fine to be retroactive in the event he doesn't come into compliance.
Yes, correct.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Amend to allow the respondent to come into compliance by February 8, 2012. Failing that, a fine in the amount of $200 per day commencing December 7, 2011 will be imposed and will continue. What's the cap that we're dealing with here?
$10,000.
Until the property is in compliance, or the maximum amount of the fine, $10,000, has been reached. Are we all clear on this one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's great.
Okay, just want to make sure I said it. All right, thank you. Okay, case number 11, David Walker. Anyone here for the respondent?
Good morning, my name is John Stinson, Code Enforcement Inspector at the City of Daytona Beach. My qualification run file with the city. This is case number SMG1111117, City of Daytona Beach versus David Walker. Property address is 147 Kingston Avenue. The parcel ID is 5338-1400-0020. The violations that we're addressing this morning are the outside storage of junk and debris. This case began September 6, 2011. Actually, it has a longer history than that. I've had minimal contact with the property owner. It's kind of hit or miss. Either I catch him on property or I'll get an occasional phone call. He does have another residence on the west side of the state. However, all of the notifications were sent via Volusia County property appraiser's address and posted on the property. And in addition, we have also sent courtesy notices to his property on the other side of the state. The city is asking for the imposition of a fine, $100 per day, until compliance is met, or it caps out at $10,000.
All right. Yes, sir. Come on up.
Okay, please, ma'am. David Walker.
Okay, Mr. Walker, apparently this violation started around September of this year, and we've now gotten to the point where the city's looking for a fine of $100 per day commencing December 7, 2011, for what appears to be a couple hours worth of work. So what say the respondent?
Well, apparently there was a citation written. I do have a primary residence in Jacksonville, Florida. And it's difficult for me to get back and forth from Jacksonville to here. So by the time I got the notice, it was roughly November 7th, I believe. And Mr. Stinson was there. Let me take that back, October 7th. Mr. Stinson pulled up, and we talked about the situation concerning the late notices, how the notices have been sent to the wrong address.
Time and effort. Let's talk about how quickly you're going to come into compliance.
Well, as you say, a couple of hours. It shouldn't take no more than that.
If you want to be heard, walk up here, have a seat up front, and mm-hmm. I'll let you speak. All right, go ahead.
Okay. As you said, roughly a couple of hours, so it's not that much work. But the situation is this. When we talk on that particular day, Mr. Stinson did give me instructions on what I needed to do. Now, in my opinion, I did exactly what he said I needed to do. I needed to move a large stack of bricks that was...
Are these photos I'm looking at current?
Yes, sir.
Are those photos appear accurate to you?
That large stack of... That small stack of bricks you saw in the previous picture, it was much higher than that. I took most of the bricks, like 95% of those bricks, and moved them to a different location. There was a stack...
Drywall?
Pardon?
And the drywall scraps?
Well, we didn't. That was not mentioned to me on that particular day. Are you talking about the? Are you talking about the siding?
Let's back up. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're from Anchorage, Alaska. If your property is here in Volusia County, you're responsible for knowing what it looks like. I don't care if he tells you there are pink elephants walking around on it. It doesn't matter to me. So whatever the condition of that property is, notwithstanding what he may have said, is your responsibility.
You're correct, but I'm trying to correct violations, the violations that he's trying to relay to me. What I'm trying to say to you is that we discussed those violations, and I did, in my opinion, everything that he told me to do on that particular day. He said these particular items were out in violation. I said, okay, I'll take care of it. There was siding, this nut picture, that was there, but that was not discussed. It was a 3 feet, 4 feet high stack of siding that was in front of that, located in front of that. That's what we discussed. So I moved that. He said, out of sight, out of mind. Stuff in the back doesn't matter. That's what I heard. That's what we discussed. Everything we discussed, I took care of. The large stack of bricks that was on the right side of the house in the front yard, took care of 95% of that. These are two things that we discussed on that particular day. It seems as if the citation was written, but I took no action, but that really wasn't the case.
These photos are current, and it looks as though you took minimal action at best.
Well, that can be said, yes. It can be said.
No, because I just said it.
Again.
The photographs.
Correct. But again, the items that we discussed, those are the items that I took care of.
And how much time do you think it should reasonably require to bring this property into compliance?
Well, I'd like to speak with Mr. Stinson.
No, I don't want you to talk to Mr. Stinson at all. I want you to go out there. I want you to walk along your property. I want you to pretend that you live there. And I want you to imagine what you would like it to look like for both the benefit of yourself and your neighbors. So whether he quantifies everything that needs to be done on that property or not is irrelevant to me. I don't care if he has a mind lapse or whatever. I think you're perfectly capable of going out at that property, looking at it right now, and determining for yourself what needs to be done for it to be brought into compliance. And that includes not only eliminating the junk, but also includes a little landscaping from what I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, I really don't think you need Mr. Stenson to verbalize what needs to be done over the phone, long distance, just so you can sit here and try to explain to me what you haven't done.
Okay.
Now, the question is, how long is it going to take you to bring that property into compliance?
Well, I'm prepared to do that today. Okay. I'm prepared to do that today, but as I expressed to Mr. Stenson that particular day, all the items in the yard, those are going to be used. So I need to know, you know, if it's, is it okay if I put it in a different location, which is what we discussed earlier. He said, okay, and that's what I did with most of the other items. The stuff that's remaining, I still need everything that's there. It's going to be used for foundation, for rebuilding.
You have legitimate storage areas for it.
Okay. So my intent was not to throw away any of it, not to discard any of it. It was just basically to bring it up to code by placing it where it needs to be placed. That's why I was saying I need to get with Mr. Stenson and discuss what's okay and what's not okay.
Okay. Did you want to be heard on this matter?
Yes.
All right. If you would please state your name and be sworn.
Cynthia Casavant. Yes, it is. I live at 159 Kingston Avenue, which is right next door to this property. The pile of debris that you see on the side, in the front, in the back, has been there for 4 years. The pile of debris in the back cannot possibly be used for anything. It is debris. It is broken up cinder blocks. It is hazardous waste that needs to be taken to the dump. He has been cited 8 times in the 4 years he's owned the property. It spends more time in code violation than it spent out of it. He has not been at the property since the last time Mr. Stenson met him at the property. He has building permits that have expired, and I understand that the city has no intention of allowing them to be issued again. They extended them and extended them and extended them, and he basically hasn't done any work. He has destroyed the landscape on my side. He has been a very difficult person to work with. He doesn't really deserve any time. He's been fined twice to fix this without being fined. He has not been at all concerned with any of his other neighbors. There are cats that live under the house who had a litter of kittens. It's basically been an issue for a long, long time.
All right, the city is suggesting the imposition of a $100 fine commencing December 7th. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, and at the outside, how long would it take to bring this property into compliance?
You're referring to the bricks in the front yard and the plaster there on the side. That can be done today.
Okay, well, it may aggravate your neighbor, but it's Christmas. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to amend our current order of noncompliance to give you 7 days, that's December 20th, to come into compliance. Failing that, a fine in the amount of $200 per day will go into effect effective December 7th, 2011. So, you got good news and you got bad news. You tell me it'll take a day to do it, I've given you 7. Bad news is, you let it go, and the fine will be significant. So, with that, please attend to it, and then we can put it all to bed.
Can we announce a max on it? Fine. That's
maxed out at $15,000.
I'm sorry. And the fine will continue each day thereafter until the property is in compliance, or the maximum amount of the fine, $15,000, is reached.
Thank you.
Okay, good luck. Case number 12, Ciola Webb Life Estate. Seeing anyone for the respondent?
Good morning. My name is John Stinson, Code Enforcement Inspector, employed with the City of Daytona Beach. My qualifications are on file with the city. This is case number SMG1111118. City of Daytona Beach versus Ciola Webb Life Estate. Property address is 425 North Lincoln Street. Parcel ID is 53389802-0130. We're here to discuss the violation of no rental license.
I don't see a respondent, so what say the inspector?
I've had no contact with the property owner. I've posted the property. The city is asking for a one-time administrative fee of $250.
All right. Based on our inspector's report, I'm going to go ahead and impose the one-time administrative fee of $250 for failure to obtain occupational license. Effective today. Case number 13, Kelly E. Schofield and Ronald R. Flesh. Anyone here for the respondent? Let's say the city.
My name is John Stinson, Code Enforcement Inspector, employed with the City of Daytona Beach. My qualifications are on file with the city. This is case number SMG1111119, City of Daytona Beach versus Kelly E. Schofield and Ronald R. Fleshman. Property address is 525 Madison Avenue. Parcel ID is 5338-9802-0130. We are here to discuss the violations of outside storage of junk and debris, not having an occupational license or rental license, accessory structure, the shed, broken windows, insect screens, exterior doors, decorative features, meaning the skirting and crawl spaces, electrical installation, wiring, and unregistered vacant property. The city has had no contact. I've had to post all notices, and the city is asking for a fine of $150 per day to be maxed out at $15,000 or until compliance is met.
And did you say something about an occupational license in there somewhere?
Actually, I can remove that one particular thing, being that it's vacant now.
Based on our inspector's report, I'm going to go ahead and impose a fine in the amount of $150 per day commencing December 7, 2011 and continuing each day thereafter until the property is in compliance, or the amount of the fine has reached the sum of $15,000, whichever occurs first. Case number 14, Aaron R. Mitchell. Anyone here for the respondent? Let's say the city.
Good morning. My name is John Stinson, Code Enforcement Inspector with the City of Daytona Beach. My qualifications are on file with the city. This is case number SMG1111120, City of Daytona Beach versus Aaron R. Mitchell. Property address is 531 Model Street. Parcel ID is 5338-9801-0240. Violations that we're here to discuss today are not having an occupational license for rental property. The city has had to post the property as well as the city. No feedback from the property owner, and the city is asking for one-time administrative fee of $250.
All right, based on our inspector's report, I'm going to go ahead and order the imposition of one-time administrative fine of $250 for failure to obtain an occupational license, effective today. Case number 15, Paul Cotentis. Anyone here for the respondent? Let's say the city.
My name is John Stinson, Code Enforcement Inspector, employed with the City of Daytona Beach. My qualifications are on file with the city. This is case number SMG1111121, City of Daytona Beach versus Protentus Paul. Property address is 532 Fairmont Road. Parcel ID is 5238-4302-0060. Violations we're here to discuss today are lack of an occupational license, rental license, broken or inoperable windows, interior doors, plumbing fixtures, insect screens, exterior doors, dilapidated fencing, and electrical outlets not working. We're here for the imposition of a fine. The city would like to ask for $100 per day to be maxed out at $15,000 or until compliance is met.
All right, based on our inspector's report, I'm going to fine the respondent the sum of $100 per day commencing December 7, 2011 and continuing each day thereafter until the property is in compliance or the fine has reached the sum of $15,000. And in addition to that, we'll also impose a fine, the administrative fine of $250 for failure to obtain an occupational license. Can you cover that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, case number 16, GEA Seaside Investments Incorporated. Anyone here for the respondent?
There we go.
For the record, Michael Woods, law firm Cobb Cole, 351 East New York Avenue, Suite 200, DeLand, on behalf of the respondent.
Okay, Mr. Woods, do you agree your violations, or do you agree this violation existed or occurred as stated in this violation?
On two of the matters, they have been resolved already, and we have one outstanding matter remaining. The occupational license for rental has been secured and provided to Code Enforcement Officer Sykes. The issue of the dorm living has also been resolved as we have provided documentation providing for the familial relationships of the tenants on the property. The parking in the yard is related to a unfinished driveway, gravel parking, and to resolve that violation, the property owner is submitting an application to the city for a permit to build a driveway so that the driveway should satisfy the condition. We're asking for to find ourselves in noncompliance as to that one issue on the parking violation, parking in the yard. We would expect to be resolved within 30 days, certainly to give you the update in 30 days. I don't anticipate any problems with getting the permit, but I don't want to absolutely guarantee that it will be absolutely done. But the application should be filed this week. It was supposed to be filed last week, and the survey had to be tracked down.
Okay. Let's say the city. Sounds as though he's agreeing in non-compliance with regard to parking in the yard. He's going to need 30 days, which is past our next cutoff, which will put him up to February 8, 2012. Tells me he's got everything in the works to make it happen.
Good morning. Yes, he does. My name is Denzel Sykes. I'm employed with the City of Daytona Beach Code Enforcement, and my credentials are with the city. This is case number CE-2011-1221, the City of Daytona Beach versus GEA Seaside Investments, Inc. The property address is 508 Eastwood, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32118, and the parcel ID number is 09-15-33-15-01-0238. And the violations that were cited, parking in the yard, no occupational license for rental properties, and dorm living. And on 11/18, they did receive their occupational license from the city. And I did receive a letter, affidavit, from one of the parents of the tenants, their students that live there, stating the relationships between all the tenants. And all of them are related. So that's also in compliance. The only thing we have outstanding is the parking on gravel, and parking in the front yards.
Very good. And the respondent says it'll take 30 days to come into compliance, which puts them up to the February 8th cutoff. Does the city want to be heard on that?
Oh, no, that's fine. Yeah, that's acceptable. Paperwork should be submitted for the and go to zoning this week. So okay. That's fine.
All right, I will find the respondent in non-compliance with regard to the issue of parking in the yard, and will order the respondent to come into compliance by February 8, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Case number 17 is in compliance. Case number 18, Naomi Brown. Anyone here for the respondent?
It's in compliance.
Commissioner's Court, sorry, it sure is. Case number 19, Roy and Janet P. Lesage.
Good morning. Janet P. Lesage, 116 South Grandview Avenue. Yes.
Okay, Ms. Lesage, do you agree?
I was going to pass that out.
Do you agree these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
All right, then I find the respondents to be in non-compliance. Madam Inspector, how long should it take the respondent to come into compliance?
Next cutoff.
The next cutoff is January 4, 2012. Ms. Lesage, the inspector seems to think you ought to be able to come into compliance by January 4th. What do you say to that?
We would like to do all the work that they are requesting. However, I think if we could have till February, early February, I think we could do that.
Any reason why?
That's fine.
Very good. Okay, having found the respondent in non-compliance, I order the respondent to come into compliance by February 8, 2012. Or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Would you want me to read this?
No, it's just regarding the situation and why we're here today.
The letter is I have old pictures and new pictures. I mean, that is painted. She's done the wall. She's fixed the window. The stairs have been painted, but the sides need to be finished.
In a nutshell, we were considering hiring a contractor because parts of our house that truly need it are 30-something feet in the air, and we don't have the scaffolding or the ladders. However, there are some areas that we probably could reach, and we'll just have to do the best we can. We've discovered that we can rent the scaffolding, so, you know, we'd like to come into compliance. It's just been a situation with timing and failing matters and whatnot.
Well, your efforts are appreciated.
Yes. Everything we've done is reachable, and it certainly has made it look a lot nicer. We've been there 15 years. This is our first offense, so we appreciate a little more time. Yeah.
Well, the scarlet letter.
Yeah. That's 30 feet in the air, and my husband's willing to lean over from the rooftop, and I, no.
Good luck to you. Thank you very much for your efforts.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Case number 20, Robert James Spano, Life Estate.
Good morning. My name is Barbara Collins. I'm employed by the City of Daytona Beach as a code officer, and my credentials are on file. We are here. For case number SMG 12-11-126. City of Daytona versus Robert Spano. Address is 117 South Halifax Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida. Parcel number 5309-02-03-0043. We're here for a violation of Article 19, Section 1.1, Florida Building Code Supplement International Property Maintenance Code, basically to replace the rotten wood, failure to paint the exterior walls, fascia soffits, window frames, steps, and bare wood. Failure to repair roof, and failure to replace missing fence slats and make upright. The notice was signed for on June 16th. The affidavits are on the screen. The exhibits are on the screen. City is looking for non-compliance next cutoff.
Yes, sir. Could you please state your name and be sworn?
Yeah. Robert James Spano. Yes.
Okay. Mr. Spano, do we agree some of these violations existed or occurred as stated in the notice of violation?
Yes.
Hang on a second. All right. Then I find the respondent in non-compliance. All right, go ahead. Now, how long is it going to take you to get this work done?
Well, now, I've replaced all the rotted wood, I mean, which you can see in the pictures.
Okay.
I'm just out of money, is all it is. I make $138 a week. It's really hard to get anybody to come and do anything for that, you know, and live on top of that. I make my money bike week and Biketoberfest, you know, actually two times a year. And as far as the painting goes, I had some of the painting done. I run out of money. I had everything done after Biketoberfest of this year, which is, you know, say that October 20th, somewhere in there. I had all the rotted wood replaced, all the windows replaced, or all the window frames replaced. I had the house pressure washed so I could get ready for painting, and that's in the state that it's in now.
So what's left to be done? Painting?
Painting, and I guess I'm going to have to... I thought it was a fence on the other side of the house. I didn't realize it was the left side of the house. I did the right side of the house. I replaced the gate and had all the slats fixed, but I didn't realize it was the left side, so I'll do that. I can have that done possibly this weekend. The painting, I'm just, like I said, I'm out of money. I have no idea. I mean, I have a contractor that come in and pressure washed the house and did start doing all the repairs. I don't have anything else I can pawn. Okay. I mean, I brought my paycheck stub if you wanted to check it. I mean, it just shows you what I make a week. I mean, I can get up there and probably paint it myself, paint all the low stuff, but I don't know what else to say. The roof, I actually got tarps up on the roof. I can pull the tarps off.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess what you perhaps ought to start looking into is what, if any, sort of assistance the city may provide, given what you're telling me about your current financial circumstances.
Okay.
Something's going to have to give here. And so I guess what I'm going to do is I'm going to arbitrarily pick a date and hope that you'll at least undertake whatever efforts are available to you to perhaps get the thing resolved. What were you going to say?
The city would be willing to give until the February cutoff, not the next cutoff.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and establish a cutoff date because that's what I do. But what I would suggest you do is there are circumstances, just from what I see up here, I don't know a lot about it, so don't hold me to it, but I believe there are at times the city will assist people with regard to providing some supplies or materials to help properties come into compliance.
Okay.
So I would ask that you at least explore that. So that having been said, I'm going to order the respondent to come into compliance by February 8th or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Now, as god-awful as that sounds, let's start looking around to see if we can find some way to just take care of whatever's left to be done okay. that you haven't taken care of already.
Okay.
All right?
So now, can I call you for...
Yeah.
I can call you for, like, a reinspection.
Okay. I'll call her for a reinspection, okay. And then, like I said, you might just check with the city because... And again, I don't know. They might provide you the paint. It seems like I hear things.
I have the paint. It's just
getting.
I can't. God's honest truth. I can't stand on a ladder to paint.
I understand that. All right. Well, like I say, do the best you can to try to figure it out, and
yes, sir.
We'll just take it one step at a time until it's all done.
Okay. As soon as I get things done, I'll call you.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, do we have any miscellaneous business to be brought before this special magistrate?
Oh,
yes. What are we specially meeting about?
We have a case. We have a case that we'll be presenting, and we're talking about approximately one response. It's one respondent of approximately about 100 violations on the property. Various types.
So this name is the
fire. Correct. We'll have the fire, we'll have code, we'll have health department, we have building. So we'd like to coordinate with you for a possible special meeting. That's going to tie us up for a good while.
No problem. So you think we're a half day? couple hours, a day?
I haven't.
All right, whatever. So, well, the good news is I'm not going anywhere these holidays, so I'm around. So, all right. Any other business to be brought before the board? Me? What? Ego me, me, he,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all. Y'all have a nice Christmas.